What's up, everybody? Welcome to WBGO in Newark for this special WBGO.org and Facebook Live presentation straight from the heart and soul of Cuba, bringing back the sounds of the mambo from the 1950s. You might have heard, well, if you're old enough, you might have heard at the Palladium Ballroom in New York City. But now, thanks to Daptones Records, we are hearing it again. Please welcome Orquestra Acogan. Oye, no te me hagas de ponte, que tú no sabes qué cosa es.
Oye, conoces el monte, porque tú siempre viviste en el llano. Tú no conoces el monte.
All right. Orquesta Akagan joins us in studio on WBGO.org, Facebook Live, on the checkout. Thank you guys for being here. This is incredible, bringing back the incredible sounds of the mambo, the brainchild of three members from this orchestra, the singer who you just heard from, Jose Pepito Gomez, representing Union City, New Jersey, now living there. Also the player on tres, Jacob Plassey, and the arranger, pianist extraordinaire, Mike Eckroff. Thank you all for being here and playing all this original music.
These are all original tunes. Me, Mike, and Pepito got together, charted everything out, and went down to Havana, Cuba, where our incredible saxophonist, alumni of Ira Carey, Cesar Lopez, gathered these great musicians together and... You know, and we recorded there in Arieto Studios, which is one of the oldest studios in Cuba, actually in the whole new world, as it were. And that's our first disc, self-titled album, Orquesta Akagan.
On the very reputable label Daptones Recordings Records, famously put out Amy Winehouse's recording along with Charles Bradley. But now this is, I understand, the first Latin project brought to the Daptones label. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is their first foray into Latin music, and we feel really grateful to be part of the Daptone family.
So when you went into this legendary studio, Estudio Uno, I understand it, that captured all of the historic mambo bands from the 1950s when they were actually recording to tape. Is that correct?
Yeah, we recorded as well in an analog manner, and everyone recorded in the same room at the same time, so... it would sort of have that flavor as the old recordings. You know, there's something special about having, you know, seven brass and two percussion all playing at the same time, moving air around the same room, and hopefully the recording captures that.
Well, let's listen to some more music from this recording, Orquesta Akagan, coming to Le Poisson Rouge. Check them out here in our WBGO studio on the checkout.
One, two, three, one.
De la lengua española.
Akagan joins us here in studio at WBGO in Newark on the checkout, and joining us to talk about the project, Jacob Plassey, along with some other members of the band. So just the aesthetic differences between what is known as the mambo, popularized by Machito, who we play on our airwaves, and what I think I'm hearing, like more salsa. What are those differences exactly?
Machito and mambo, definitely you feel the big band jazz influence pretty strongly. And in salsa, you know, it's sort of more the Fania, New York, Puerto Rican thing. I guess it's sort of a natural blend because, you know, me and Mike and Pepito all play a lot of salsa here in New York. And the Cuban musicians play a lot of timba, which is sort of modern Cuban music. Artists like Pupi Los Que Son Son and Los Van Van. So I think all those influences come into play in this band because although we're playing music that's based off of mambo music, we're definitely, you know, we live today and we play with lots of other modern musicians. So it all sort of comes together, hopefully, to create a newer sort of sound.
You probably have like a clear understanding of the jazz tradition. How do you see just the mambo and salsa fitting into the overall jazz canon? Because sometimes it gets left out a little bit, but with all the call and response and improvisation and heavy grooves, I see the similarities.
For sure. And all these guys are actually really incredible jazz musicians, like at the highest level. To me, they know, you know, they're from Cuba, but they've studied Charlie Parker and Cannonball Adderley, and they really know bebop inside and out. But yeah, I guess to address your question, our band, you know, we love, me and Mike and Pepito really got deep into Benny Murray and Machito and Perez Prado and those artists, but we try to bring something new to the table. Also the mix of generations in this band definitely influences it because there's some older guys from who were actually some of the professors of the younger musicians in Cuba. And so I feel like it's really wonderful. It feels like a family, and that all that energy hopefully translates in the music.
And what about just the staying power of this sound that was invented so long ago? Because as far as I can see, everyone here in this room wasn't alive when this music was popular.
For sure. I mean, this is coming to us second generation, but, you know, it's such incredible, beautiful music. And mambo is sort of a natural fusion of big band music, Stan Kenton and Duke Ellington's arrangements. You know, in the casinos, Americans would go in the casinos in Havana, Americans would come and they'd want to hear Duke Ellington and Stan Kenton. So the Cuban musicians learned these arrangements. And then they took these arrangements and sort of made it their own. And that's sort of what mambo is sort of a natural fusion of big band jazz and traditional Cuban elements like son and rumba. And hopefully, you know, the more you listen, you can sort of begin to hear each how each part sort of interlocks in the music.
Well, I understand the pianist in the band, who hails from Arizona, also did a lot of the arrangements here, Mike Eckroth. You have actually got your PhD studying the legacy of Cuban piano playing. We're gonna survey that journey a little bit later in this program, and highlight some of those legendary performances that maybe we're not privy to. But in the meantime, that last tune, I guess translated, means the thing, which means what?
You go for it.
It's hard to. That's. It's kind of a well. That's. I don't know. It's Cuban. It's kind of Cuban slang, so it's even hard to translate that into English. But they say they might say "Cómo está la cosa," which means, you know, basically what's going on or what's up, and it's also a, I mean, these, you know, a Dave could probably translate it better than me, but
it's a kind of play of words. Kind of play of words is like you want to ask somebody how are you doing, you say "Cómo está la cosa." If you want to ask for something going on, is something happening, you could say also "Cómo está la cosa." So it's a play of word, and it's really funny in our country how we use that "la cosa."
And
it relates to a lot of things.
Presumably, making love to this music is
could
one
be.
Of them.
Could be.
You can do the research here and figure out exactly what we mean by that double entendre. Here, Simon Rettner here on the checkout here with Orquesta Acogan coming to Le Poisson Rouge, about to perform another tune, Un Tabaco para el Agua.
Minagua, magua, magua, o berere, o berere, maíto, sumana, el legua, el es mi hue, gustó una idea, para el hue, es mi hue, gustó una idea. Yeah. had a New York on three. ¡Hueva, vivo!
Orquesta Akogan here in our WBGO studios on the checkout. I'm Simon Rettner, kicking off their current North American tour beginning at Le Poisson Rouge. So pleased to be joining us today, Jose Pepito Gomez, Jacob Plassey, and Mike Eckroth, the three members that came up with the idea to bring together this revivalist ensemble celebrating the Mambo. Studio Uno is where you did this recording. I understand there were some challenges in the making of this recording.
Yeah, it was pretty nerve-wracking. I'm not the most organized of producers. And then when we were going there, Pepito had an issue with his passport, you know, because he was born in Cuba and in Camagüey. When you come back, there's just a lot of paperwork to do, and something went wrong. And so it was just me and Mike the first couple of days. And we walk into the studio, and as you see, there's all these like 12 musicians, and they have no idea who we are. They know Pepito, and took a little convincing, you know, to get them into it. But then once they heard Mike's arrangements and these songs, it was sort of like really came together quickly, and we did it, the recording in only 3 days, because these guys are so incredible. And
so, in other words, they didn't even want to let you in the building to begin with.
No, they were just had a certain amount of diffidence, shall we say, about who was running the show. But then it really, they were great and came together, and it was just a wonderful experience recording in that space.
I understand there was also like blackouts during the process of recording, and just printing out the sheet music sometimes was an issue.
Yeah, there's certain things that you wouldn't expect would be a challenge. There, you know, it's not easy to get paper in Cuba, and then some of the equipment had been blown out because they have rolling blackouts and power surges when it comes back on. But despite all of that, you know, we made it happen, and everything actually worked out smoothly in the end, thankfully.
So quickly, succinctly, Mike Eckroth, I want you to take us on a journey and survey some of the great performances of Cuban piano. Okay. Can you tell us some of the music that you particularly admire that we should know?
Well, in reference to this music that we're playing here and what we've been imitating here, and also what I studied for my PhD, I studied a lot in the 19 things having to do with the 1940s and 1950s. So the pianist soloist that I really enjoyed, most of them came from the big band, the Cuban big band tradition. So that's the thing that really the mambo bands came out of. So the first guy to record a solo was Anselmo Sacasas, who ended up coming here and working with orchestras in New York later on. He was with a group called Casino de Playa, which is a Cuban big band of the late 30s. I could go on about it for a while, so I'll be happy to...
Just name some notable solos on songs that we can listen to.
The Sacasa solo I'm talking about is from tune called Dolor Cobarde, which is one of their recordings. They used to make 45 recordings. It's on one side of a 45 from back then, but it's notable because it's kind of the first solo you can find, a piano solo in Cuban music, so it's 1937.
Llora mi alma porque te perdí, la tristeza flota en mi existir.
So I went all the way back then. And then, you know, all of Lily Martinez stuff, I'd also suggest listening to that if you really want to check it out. He played piano with Arsenio Rodriguez again.
Orquesta Acogan here joins us in studio, the heart and soul of Cuba, and they have a recording on Dap Tones. They're going to leave us with something up-tempo here, Mambo Rapidito.
Thank you. sabroso, está rico y cadencioso y te alegra bien la vida. Baila mi mambo que
eso se acaba ya.
Se acaba.
Have time for one more, maybe?
We'd love to.
Okay, well, before we get there, maybe give your bandmates some love here. Who's in this lovely band?
Sure. We have, of course, Mike Eckroth and Pepito Gomez, as you mentioned, David Faya on bass, Roberto Vizcaino Jr., Tato on conga, Renier Mendoza on bongo, Hakel Fabian on trombone, Cesar Lopez on alto, Jamil Sherry on tenor sax, Evaristo, baritone sax, Molote,
trumpet.
I know him as Molote. And then we have Harold Frias on trumpet and Yoandi Agudin on trombone.
Two of the members, as I mentioned before, are not from Cuba, Havana. You are from New York, and Mike's from Arizona. So what is it about this music that basically captured the imagination of two folks that are a little lighter in complexion?
Well, I think there's just some people who, when they hear like clave and this rhythm, they just sort of, they get hooked. And like that's just becomes your life, whether you want it to or not. I study jazz, listen to a lot of WBGO, as I mentioned, and then I heard Eddie Palmieri at one of the summer concerts, and as I mentioned, I was hooked, and I went to Cuba, and what's really amazing for me about this project, too, is that I went there to study, and I saw these guys play a lot in La Casa de la Musica and Tropicana and other venues, and to have them playing our music is just, you know, it's a little mind-boggling for me, so I'm just really grateful for that.
And Mike Eckroth actually channeling a little Eddie Palmieri right there in the last solo we heard.
Sure, I try.
Thank you all for joining us on this special checkout presentation on WBGO.org and Facebook Live. And definitely bring your dancing shoes to see them at Le Poisson Rouge in Greenwich Village. It should be a fantastic show. What's this last song you're going to leave us with?
It's A Gozar La Vida. We have an intro featuring our wonderful percussionists. And yeah, it's about enjoying life.
I'd like to give a special shout out to Chris Tobin on our video, David Tallickson on our music mix. I'm Simon Rettner from The Checkout. Thank you for joining us. Thanks, you guys.
Yerman, Mr. Roberto Vizcaíno Jr. on congas.